This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing. I have some new, really interesting insights from our answering service that I wanted to share with everyone. So we're noticing quite a bit, which is wonderful. And I want to give you some actionable material right away on how you can improve how your office answers your phone, whether you work with us or not. No problem. The reason I offer you this is I do want you to succeed as an attorney because you do a very valuable service. You help hundreds of people, thousands over the course of your career, with whatever legal problems they have. I have very high respect for that. That's why I work with attorneys for 13 years now, and I have a ton of respect for them. So any way I can help you, I'm happy to do it. Okay. Let's get into this. So what we noticed for the bankruptcy calls, and I'll go through a few more practice areas, but bankruptcy calls, we noticed that all the callers speak in a very low voice. And we figured out that this is because they're ashamed. So the typical attorney, when they call a bankruptcy lawyer, they get interrogated immediately. What's your name? Do you have children? Do you own a house? How many bills do you have? What do you owe? Well, if these people are calling in and they're speaking softly, again, they're ashamed. We've tested some scripts and some language, and one that we found really, really works well, I want to share with you right now. So we tried having our reps say, by the way, thank you for your bravery in calling. Many folks feel ashamed or like failures because they're considering bankruptcy. Just to let you know, this firm does not pass judgment on anyone that has called or who becomes a client. So that being said, would it be okay if I ask you a few questions, and then I can check and see if the attorney's in and pass you along? So that little script has helped tremendously. We hear instant relief in people's voices. Sometimes the person will start talking about, you know, their background situation and everything, and, you know, we'll still gather the necessary info, but now they're willingly telling us the info instead of an interrogation happening and the person feeling even worse that they're being interrogated and feeling, you know, they're already feeling like a bad person. They're already feeling like they're taking the easy way out. Friends and family and all that, you know, they think are going to look down on them. They think they failed. So treating them as if they're being interrogated and they did something wrong is the absolute worst thing. So that's our insight with bankruptcy. With criminal defense, obviously these people are the most nervous. And when we do live transfers to some of our clients, you know, are really proactive and they want a live transfer. So we gather info and we do the live transfer and the person instantly is relieved because they just want to talk to somebody, you know, no matter what time of day or night it is. Obviously, it's easier during office hours, but they just want to talk to somebody. So what we did is for the attorneys that we have on our answering service that want to take live transfers, we tell them, just so you know, this attorney often accepts live transfers of calls. So it's likely that we'll be able to get you on the phone with the attorney in the next few minutes. I just have a few questions for you in the meantime. Is that okay with you? And again, we hear instant relief from the criminal defense clients that call. And this has helped the attorneys that work with us to convert a lot more clients, have happier clients, get more referrals, etc., and grow their practice. Now let's talk about family law. So the family law clients are, you know, obviously they have very, very sad stories. They don't want to get off the phone. They want to talk to us for as long as humanly possible, even if it's after hours and they know that the attorney is probably not going to answer right then. So we found a number of hotlines for people to call in various states. Suicide hotlines, one of them. Hopefully, you know, if it's needed, it's needed. Crisis hotlines, battered women, battered spouse hotlines, etc. And on occasion on these calls, when we feel like the person needs it, if they're really feeling down, we say to them, you know, listen, totally up to you, but I do have some resources for you in the meantime until the attorney gets back to you. We've got a crisis hotline number. We've got a hotline number for people that are newly homeless. We have a hotline number for this and that, you know, if you're under domestic violence, whatever it may be. And we give these numbers to the people and say, if you'd like to call, go ahead. Hopefully this is a good resource to you. And again, we hear relief. We get a lot of thank yous. And I know that the attorneys that we do this for, you know, the potential clients we do this for, are much more likely to retain because that law firm did them a real nice, honorable thing. They referred them to a hotline. They helped them even before they hired them. And that will get you a lot more clients. So this is working for all practice areas. I just wanted to give you three just for a start. If you have any interest in our answering service, we use scripts that have been tested on well over 100 1,000 leads in 17 practice areas. So these things work. We've split tested quite a few things. So if you're interested in this service, we have two versions. We have one where we do follow-up and these custom scripts. We also do have more of a traditional answering service where we won't quite go as far, but we can check for conflicts of interest and things like that. We can gather enough information without getting into the law, because we don't do that, but we can gather enough info that theoretically you can check for a conflict without even talking to the potential client. And this will further help hone who gets through to you if you want to set up a situation like that. So to find out more about the attorney answering service, go to speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594. You also can email support at speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.